The percentage of kids who go there, it's about 7%, approximately 7% of our children go there, which is quite a lot. It's over 500,000 children going to these schools, okay? And there's quite a lot of them, but it's only 7%. In the past, these 7% were very influential. They would be the people who went into government, into business, into law, in the past. It's changing a bit now. But certainly the universities like Oxford and Cambridge have been criticised for taking too many people from this sector. They may have maybe 30% of their intake comes from this sector, or 40% or 50% for some universities, but it's only 7% of the population. Okay, the other category, as we've said, is state schools, which are free. You just have to buy the uniform. And they're divided up from the age of 5 to 18 into primary school, which is infants, and they are 5 to 7. What age do you start education in China? 6? 6 or 7. South Korea? What age? Primary school? 6. Saudi Arabia? 7. Taiwan?
7 or 8.
Any more countries that we've missed? Thailand.
Yes.
What age?
6.
So it's very young. We start young. We're probably one of the youngest to get our children into primary schools. I know other countries have kindergartens, but a primary school class will have 30 children in it. It's quite a lot when you're only 5. And they start teaching them reading from the beginning. And a lot of people say it's too young. We should wait till they are 6 or 7. We're starting too young. So 5 to 7 is infants, and then juniors 8 to 11. Some places, not Reading, not Berkshire, have a system of middle schools which change at 8, and they go to a middle school from 8 to 14. Some places have that, but not here. And then, as I said, we have secondary school. Secondary school typically is from 11 to 18. And I mentioned earlier the comprehensives. That's where 90% of our children go. 90% of them go to comprehensives from the state sector. We also have sixth form college, 16 to 18. There's a sixth form college near here. Do you know what it's called and where it is? Have you seen it? Reading College takes people for A-levels at that age group. Reading College, okay, which is part of Thames Valley University, but that is also a sixth form college. You can go from 16 to 18, and there's another one in Henley has one. So people can leave school at 16 and go to one of these two colleges, Reading or Henley. And colleges are more adult. You don't have to wear a uniform. You are only with people your age or older. It's people tend to go there if they're fed up with school. If they don't like school, and they want something a little more adult. Okay, moving on to look at the national curriculum. Okay, now we have core subjects, which everybody must study from 5 to 16. What do you think they are? What are the core subjects that everybody must study?
Maths.
Literature,
science,
not literature, but no, English. Okay, so the core subjects are English, maths, and science. Everybody must do those from 5 to 16. Okay, what is not a core subject that you might expect in many other countries? There would be a core subject. What is not a core subject here? If you think English is our mother tongue, so what are we not studying? Another language. We're not studying another language as a core subject. In most other countries, in the national curriculum, core subject would include English as a foreign language. Okay. Okay, those are the core subjects. We also have foundation subjects. So what other subjects could you have? This is where students can choose. It's not compulsory. So give me the names of some other subjects.
French.
Geography, history, art, music, some more?